This audio presentation is the teaching of Pastor Scott Shiroma of New Hope East Hawaii. In his message entitled, And God Said, Part 2, Pastor Scott reminds us of three main ways in which God speaks to us to communicate his will and desires for our lives. Some are already aware, and others may not even know, that God wants to speak to us. Though we may not hear his voice directly, he is trying to communicate. How can we discern which messages are from him and which are not? This message was delivered on March 19th, 2017. Here now is Pastor Scott.
Good job. Go ahead, ushers. Good morning, New Hope. What a wonderful day it is. Amen. Oh, I got up at like 3-something. It's like just tossing and turning. It's like, Lord, let me go back to sleep. No such thing. So if you see me yawn up here, just throw a rock. A big rock.
The rock.
A rock. The rock. The rock. Okay. Well, so last week, well, awesome message, yeah, Pastor Aaron. Thank you so much. God said, let there be light. Man, just if there was chaos in your life and you let God speak into your life, because my life was so chaotic at one time, and God spoke into my life, and like, wow. So it's so funny, because as I was preparing, and I was thinking, what am I going to tell them? You know, how does God speak? And I was praying and thinking, like, you know, when I heard the call to ministry, it was so weird, because I wasn't working for the church or anything, but I was in Chicago with Pastor Alex. And it was the night before a conference that I had a long day from like 9 to 9 with seminars and meetings and workshops. And it's like, it was like after midnight, and I was tossing and turning and I couldn't sleep. And don't ever do this, okay? But this is what I did. I said, okay, God, like, you know, you throw down the gauntlet. Okay, God, if you're going to keep me up, you better have something really good to say. Don't ever do that, man. Oh, I tell you. I opened the Bible, started doing my devotions, and I was reading and reading. And then Jesus was talking to Peter. And he says, Peter, do you love me? He said, yes, I love you. Peter, do you love me? Yes, Lord, you know I love you. Peter, do you love me? Yes. And he said, then feed my sheep. And I was like, oh, beep. I swore. I was like, oh. It's like, I would never say that again. Shoot. And then I was like, I was frightened, because it was like God was telling me, you want something good to hear? Here it is. Go feed my sheep. And I was like, oh, I was shocked. And I was like, didn't know what to do. Then another time, this is so weird, man. This is, God has a sense of humor. Sitting in church, listening to, again, Pastor Alex speak. And he was talking about how he studies and how this certain gentleman goes and cuts his grass so that he can have time to study. So I lean over to my wife and say, so what? I got to become a pastor for somebody to cut my grass. And that afternoon, Sunday afternoon, this lady comes and weed eats my yard. Holy smoke! Holy smoke! It's like, what? Is that God speaking? And I was like, wow! Shoot! I better learn to just shut my mouth. Man, that was crazy. God speaks to us in so many ways. You know, he gave some of us 2 eyes. Some of us, like me, I got 4. Right? 2 ears. 1 mouth. What does that say? That I need to learn to shut my mouth, listen and look before I talk. Because when I talk, sometimes I feel like Peter, I get myself in trouble. I mean, maybe we have a hard time hearing from God. Maybe we don't know what he sounds like. I mean, have you ever heard God speak? I know I have, but not audibly, but I heard him through the word, through many people, through the radio. I mean, it's so wonderful when we can understand and hear and discern God's voice above all the other voices. And when we can do that, I tell you, it's just so great. For myself, I've been married for 26 years, and I tell you what, I love my wife, and I can tell when she calls me, I can tell if she wants me. You know what I mean? I can tell if she's... Oh, you guys slow this morning, huh? Wake up! Yeah, I'm human. So, okay, I can tell if she wants me. I can tell if she's mad at me. I can tell if she's doing battle with the cockroach in the bathroom. Help me! There's a cockroach! I tell you, man, you're bigger than the cockroach. She's more afraid of you than anything else. But I can tell if she's mad at me just by the tone of her voice. And the same goes for me. She knows when I'm mad. She knows when I'm happy. She knows by the tone of my voice. When I come home, see, we go home, and I'm not too far behind her days after church. And she goes home. She gets home first. She gets in the house. She locks the door. I come in with my arms full, with my bag, my backpack, and everything else. And the door's locked. Oh, open the door. I'm right behind you. Why do you lock the door? She knows I'm not happy. I said, honey, you just came from church and you're acting like that? Okay, I am human. How many of you are human? Hey, we get some. Hey, we get plenty humans in there. Yeah, and so because we spent 26 years with each other, we know the voice. We know the communication. When I went to church planting class, they did this weird exercise. They put a blindfold on me, and they said that my wife had to lead me from downstairs through all the chairs, up the stairs to this door, and I had to touch the door. That was the finish. And when she was giving me directions, turn left, turn right, watch out, there's a chair in front of you, everybody else in the room was making noise, racket, putting chairs in front of you. But I could discern my wife's voice because why? I spent 26 years with her, and I know her voice. And the thing with God, if we spend enough time with him, we will know his character. We will know his voice. We will know his likes, his dislikes. You know, like my wife, I know because I spend so much time with her, I know she does not like blueberries. She does not like papayas, right? So I know that if I wake up on Saturday morning and I make her nice blueberry pancakes with papayas on the side, that's going to be a bad day. And she knows that I don't like avocados and I don't like salad. So if she makes me a salad topped with avocados for dinner, it's going to be a bad night. Why? Because we spend time together. Now, if God told me, hey, Scott, go to that strip bar and minister to strippers. You crazy. I know that's not God's voice telling me that. That's the enemy, because I spend time with God. Right? So, if we spend time with God, we get to know his character. Then we can really discern, is that God's voice? Is that not God's voice? I want to kill my neighbor's cat because that bugger irritates me. Yeah? God said have rule over the animals of the earth. But you think, like, wait, that's not good. Even though God said that, but if you hang around with God enough, you'll know his voice. Now, the more time we spend in him, the more we recognize his voice, and he speaks to us in many different ways. And God speaks to us in many, many ways, but this morning we want to cover three. And the first one is God speaks to us in three, his written word. His written word. How many know what his written word is? The Bible. The basic instructions before leaving. Yes, you guys are God. You guys got it. Second, if you have your Bibles, you might want to go there. 2 Timothy 3:16. It should be highlighted in everybody's Bible. Underlined, asterisk, everything. Because this is one of my favorite scriptures. 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17 is all scripture. Not just the ones we like. Not the nice good, not just the nice good comfortable ones that I will bless you. But the other ones too, the one says repent. The one says forgive your and pray for your enemies. Not just the good comfortable ones that I will give you the desires of your heart, but all scripture is inspired by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be adequate. Now, this does not just mean the man of God. It means all of us. May be adequate, equipped for every good work. Amen? That should be on our hearts. We should understand that. We should know that the Bible is God's written word. And it was written for us, for correction, for teaching, for reproof. In order to actually hear from God, we have to know some things about God's character. And that's why when we read and we read and we read, we understand the way he does things. The information, his character. And the Bible has a lot of detail about God and how he deals with people, how he blesses people, how he uses things to correct them from their going on the wrong path, his expectations, how we should treat other people. And it's a very wonderful book. Romans 15:4. For whatever was written in earlier times was written for our instruction. Okay, our instructions do not elbow your spouse. Okay, because you can say, "Say that was for you." Let them discover that for themselves. Because if I was sitting down right here, my wife would probably be pinching me right now. See, you see, you see. God said that. Better listen. Thank God she never did that to me. I think if she did that to me after every scripture that was read, I would have ran. But she just just smiled, never said a thing. But whatever was written in early times was written for our instruction, so that through perseverance and encouragement of the scriptures we might have hope. The Bible is so full of hope, direction, inspiration for our lives. Man, it's alive. Hebrews 4:12, for the word of God is living, is alive and powerful, sharper than any sharpest two-edged sword, cutting between the soul and spirit, between joint and marrow. It exposes our innermost thoughts and desires. Man, when you read the Bible, it's just so alive. It kind of shows you your life, and it shows you right from wrong, good from bad. I had this conversation one day with this guy in the mall, and he said, "How do you know good is actually good, and not good is not bad, and bad is not good?" And I was like, "Really? Seriously, you just need to read the Bible, because it'll tell you." Bless you. Now, God's word, when you read it, it should have an effect on you. If it doesn't, check to see if you got a pulse. Okay, I'm alive. I have a pulse. And it's going really fast right now. When I read the Bible, I could see my motives. Oh, I was on selfish, greedy, no good husband, person, dad. And I was like, wow, I read the Bible. I was like, shoot, I need to clean up myself, man, because it was terrible. It revealed to me that I need to change. And I still need to change. I still got work. Ask my wife. She'll tell you all the time. When instead of kicking the door and, you know, I need to just drop everything and unlock the door and, hi, honey, how was church today? Wasn't it a great day? Did you see all the people? Yeah, that fantasy. I'm not there yet. God is working on me. So, his written word. And number two, his spoken word. Jeremiah 32, and I love this. Thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, write all the words which I have spoken to you in a book. That's why we write things down in a journal. Because the Bible says, write it down. Because if I were to come to you and tell you, hey, what was that recipe you made? And you would tell me one cup of this, one teaspoon of that, one tablespoon of that, a pinch of this, and a little bit of that. And I don't write it down, I'd screw it up, and I wouldn't remember. But if you write it down, if you write things down, you don't have to memorize them because you have the paper right there. But write it down so you remember it, so you have it. I have, in my home, I have a little cabinet, and it's full of journals. And sometimes I go back and I read them, and I think like, wow, I was so smart back then. What happened to me? Shoots. Write it down. If you have heard me say something that really helped you connect to God, then that was God speaking through me. If you heard me say something that didn't make sense, that was me trying to speak my own language. Yes, pigeon. God will use other people to speak to you. I mean, I find a lot of the stuff that people speak to me that God uses, most of the time they're godly people. Once in a while you get somebody who's like secular and they say something like, wow, that is really good. Ecclesiastes 12:9. In addition to being a wise man, the preacher also taught the people knowledge. He pondered and searched out and arranged many proverbs. The preacher sought to find delightful words and write words of truth correctly. So what I try to do is I look at scriptures and I pray and I try to find the ones that I can use to help you relate to what we're talking about. And that's why, if you look in your bulletin, some of the scriptures come from the New American Standard, some come from the New King James, some come from the NIV, some come from the New Living Translation, because some of them, they're just easier to understand. Ephesians 4, 11 and 12. Now these are the gifts Christ gave to the church. The apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, and teachers. Their responsibility is to equip God's people to do his work and to build up the church, the body of Christ. See, God uses people to speak into our lives. And if you read the Bible, one time, he even used a donkey to talk to somebody. Could you imagine? Man, what if your dog talked to you? Holy smoke, I'd freak out. I mean, I talk to my dog. We sit down, we hang out, we talk story. They don't listen, I give them licking. You know, that's life. I think sometimes God does that to me. You know, I talk, you know, listen. Pack, pack, pack. So yeah, sometimes it feels like that, but, you know, God uses people. He uses circumstances. And if you train your ears, man, you can hear him in so many ways. Just by listening to some of the Christian radio stations, I pick out the voice of God telling me certain things. And I think that's why we can write a message 5 weeks out and it'll still be relevant for you today. Like, this message was written, I don't know how many weeks ago, But I try to do that ahead of time, and I pray, I plan, I write, and I write, and I write, and I put it all in different files. And when we get the sermon topics all set up and all in different files, it's amazing because God will speak and say, oh, that one is for this. Oh, this one is for that. But if you don't have your topics picked out, God will speak and you will not know what he's telling you for which message. So once I get that done, and some pastors, I don't know how they do this. They do their sermons a year out. And it's like, you crazy, man. How do they do that? I have a problem just trying to stay 6 weeks out, which for me would be ideal, but I'm just never there. I was never a homework studying kind of a guy. And that's why I look at God and he's like, man, you got some sense of humor. You're getting me back for all the time I didn't study in high school. Really? I didn't study in high school. I didn't do speech. And look at what he got me doing now. He got me studying every day and he got me speaking in front of people. God, he is funny. He is funny. I tell you. And God speaks through people. Romans 10:14. But how can they call on him to save them unless they believe in him? And how can they believe in him if they have never heard about him? And how can they hear about him unless someone tells them? So we get to be God's spokesperson. Amen? We get to tell people about salvation, about hope, about receiving Jesus Christ. And if you're not there yet, then we get to invite them here where they get to hear God's word. Amen? And we get to speak God's word. When Jesus ascended into heaven, we became his hands, his feet, and his voice. But here's the warning. Here's the warning. Acts 17:11. Now these were more noble-minded than those in Thessalonica, for they received the word with great eagerness, examining the scriptures daily to see whether things were so. So they were listening to the preacher preach, hallelujah, fire, brimstone. But then they went back and they opened their Bible and checked. So those of you who are using your phone now, I know you're looking at scriptures and not what's on sale at Macy's. Okay? Right? You guys think you're faking me out there, but I know you guys are using your Bible. Right? It's the Bible app on your smartphone. And you thought they was texting, huh? Shame on you guys. They're looking at scripture. Don't believe everything you hear. Check it out. Be smart. The Bible said many will be deceived. Many will come in my name. Check it out. Don't listen to everything I say. Go check it out. Look at the scripture. Look at what context it was written in. Read 20 verses before, 20 verses after, so you kind of figure it out. What's going on? Number 3, he speaks through his Holy Spirit. While Peter was still thinking about the vision, the Spirit said to him, Simon, 3 men are looking for you. 3 men are looking for you. Okay. So there was this guy far, far away. He was praying. He was a Roman guy. He was praying. And Peter was way far, far down a couple miles in another city. And he was praying. And Peter was up on the roof. He was praying and praying. He seen this vision. And then God told this Roman guy, he said, go down, look for this guy, Simon Peter. He's a tanner, he's a tent maker. Go find him. So while he was still praying about that vision, the Spirit said, Simon, 3 guys are looking for you. So the Holy Spirit was telling him, no, be afraid. Go with them. Man, so Simon Peter heard the Spirit. Okay? He heard the Spirit. He went. And it wasn't a good thing for Jews to associate or even eat with the Romans. But because of his obedience, he went to Cornelius' home. And to his surprise, when he walked in there was his whole family like this, just waiting for him to preach the word. And he preached the word. They got saved. They got baptized because he listened to the Spirit. He heard the Spirit and he obeyed. Sometimes when that Spirit tells you, call somebody because they're just so depressed and down, they could use to hear your voice. Then call that person. Ask them, how are you doing? And say, how do you know I was thinking about you? That ever happened to any of you? Yeah, look at our hands. All your hands, that's the one. You guys listening. You guys got that dial tuned in to the Holy Spirit? Boom, right there. Right there on 88.1. I hear you. And when you're tuned in, call Pastor Scott because he's ready to whack his kids and yell at his wife. Call him right now. Stop him. Yeah, call me. So I said, thank you. If I tell you I gotta go, just keep me on the line. Yeah? But that still small voice, that whisper, don't eat that mud pie. Don't go to that drive-thru and have that ultimate cheeseburger with extra large fries and a Diet Coke. Man, we do that, yeah? Listen to that voice. Don't, like for me, it's like, don't go up for that fourth serving in the buffet. And I go. And at 2 o'clock, acid reflux. Oh, I should have listened. I should have listened. Man. For me, do not buy that extra power tool. You already have 5 of them already. Okay. Yes. Don't go to Macy's. You know, sorry, CJ. I know you work there, but or maybe for some of you it's like, stop. Do not open that credit card offer in the mail because you don't need another one. Man, I hate those. They get so much of those. I throw them all away. That still, small voice, the Holy Spirit, he puts things in our hearts and in our minds, person or place, and we need to just be obedient to it. And when we know the character of God, we will understand that voice. Because that voice is not going to lead you in a place where you're going to get destroyed. But it's going to lead you to a place where you can help someone if you hear that voice. Samuel 3, 9 and 10. So he said to Samuel, go down and again. And if someone calls you. So Samuel was a young boy. He was in with Eli. Eli was the priest. Samuel was like in training. And Samuel kept hearing somebody call him. So he kept going to Eli. Say, Uncle, what you like? Wasn't me who called you. Someone called Samuel. Uncle, what you like? Wasn't me who called you. Samuel, Uncle, what you like? Okay, you know what? Nah, I'm not calling you. So he said, if someone calls you again, say, speak, Lord. Your servant is listening. So Samuel went back to sleep, and the Lord came and called as before. Samuel, Samuel. And Samuel replied, speak. Your servant is listening. Try add that to your prayers. Lord, speak. For your servant is listening. Now when he speaks, please listen. Or else you might end up... Never mind. I would not go there. Speak. You know what? It is so important. It is so important for us because we come to church, we hear the word, but it's so important for each as our own individuals to hear God's voice, to learn to listen to Him. That's you. Because if you are not hearing God's voice, whose voice are you listening to? Because there are so many voices out there. Some saying, come do this. Some saying, go here. Some saying, go there. And if you're not hearing God's voice, then you might just be listening to the wrong one. I was that wrong voice. Too many people, come on, let's go. Never mind your wife, let's go drink. Let's go fishing. Why you gotta listen to the warden? Come on, let's go. Forget it, come on. That was the wrong voice. And for years, you wives would have just hated my guts. When they see me come around, like, oh no, it's him again. Oh, he is trouble. Even my friend's mom hated me so much because I would take their two sons to the bar. We go fishing. We'd gone for weeks, and she just did not like me. Now, I go to their house, and I pray for her. I think she likes me now. But if you're not hearing God's voice, whose voice are you hearing? Check the word. Check God's character. Because if you know God's character, then you know the voice of God. Amen? Think about that. Because it is important. Amen? I'd like to invite the worship team to come up. And I would really, really love to offer a prayer of salvation for those of you who may be new, for those of you who never had the opportunity to ask Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior. I believe that is God speaking through me to offer you salvation through Jesus Christ. So would you bow your heads and close your eyes and pray this prayer with me with your heads bowed and your eyes closed. Goes like this. Heavenly Father, thank you for Jesus. I repent of my sins and I turn to you. Come live in me. Change me. Cleanse me. Make me the person you want me to be. I receive you, Jesus, as my personal Lord and Savior. With your heads bowed and your eyes closed, if you prayed that prayer for the first time, would you hold up a hand? Anybody, I want to pray for you. God bless you over there. God bless you over there. Anybody else? Anybody in the back? Anybody got their hand halfway up that I cannot see? God bless you. Okay, you may put your hands down. Thank you so much. You know what the Bible says? That when one person repents, all heaven rejoices. For those of you who raised your hand, there is a party in heaven for the decision you just made. Lord, thank you so much for those. They have clearly heard your voice this morning. And they have clearly said, yes, Lord, I need you. They opened their hearts and they invited you in. Lord, I pray that you would speak to them, that you would love them, and that you would help them grow. Use this fellowship as a place to equip, to inspire, to encourage growth. Lord, I pray that this fellowship would be a place where anyone could come in and they would see your love in action through all of us. We thank you, Lord. Speak, for your servants are listening. In Jesus' name we pray. And all God's people said, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, God is so good.
You've been listening to Pastor Scott Sharoma of New Hope East Hawaii. New Hope East Hawaii meets each Sunday at 9 a.m. at Christian Liberty Academy, 16-675 Milo Street in Ke'au, Hawaii. For more information, call us at 808-936-6651 or visit www.newhopeeasthawaii.com.